So a longtime reader of this blog asked me if I could use text-to-speech to get an audio recording of blog posts just to make it a little bit more accessible. And I did try that, and the files sounded pretty bad. I didn't like them very much, so I decided I will just read my blog posts out loud, and I apologize for any background noise from my kids, but this is, I think, just the best solution for now. Okay, so the title of this post is On Rabbit Holes and Echo Chambers. I've been writing about our increasingly online world and social media for years on this blog, since I created Just to Clarify in 2017. Posts I've written in the past include my simple living journal so far, simplifying my online presence, why I liked blogs more 5 years ago, why I don't share much about my baby online, and social media feels burdensome. And those are all linked to the pages if possible. So the background. Back when I lived in the Bay Area, we were fresh out of college and I worked weird hours, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., Wednesday through Saturday. So I had a lot of time on my hands without Eric around and no real friends in the area. I found myself constantly fighting the urge to get online. Being online made me feel less lonely. I could find a community around pretty much any topic, babies, because I had major baby fever at the time. Wedding planning, blogging, sustainability, anything I wanted to talk about, there were people out there who wanted to talk about it too. Or I could lose myself in YouTube videos that reminded me of home. I linked to another blog post about that. Unfortunately, a life online is not a perfect substitute for a life in the real world, and I felt that deeply. Sometimes I found myself Googling things like how to set boundaries around screen time, or should I go back to a dumb phone? Because even though I could log off social media and put down my phone, my mind frequently wandered back to them. It made it harder to focus on real life hobbies, especially reading. So many goals, so little follow through. Pros and cons of social media. Since then, I return to those questions on a regular basis. How should I manage it? The effects of social media on my life are nuanced. I've met wonderful friends in faraway places, and I love blogging as an outlet even more than I did when I started. As a college kid in 2015, I had no idea what my priorities were or what I wanted for the future. Writing has helped me start to answer those questions. I've even been paid to write for another website, so how cool is that that it's helped me hone my craft to that level? On the flip side, social media is dangerous. It's dangerous to society because it creates echo chambers for individuals, so it goes without saying it can be incredibly damaging to individual mental health as well. And if you have a tendency to be a glass half empty kind of person, which I can be, especially during the pandemic, although I try to stay more optimistic, the online environment in which you come to exist is negative, chaotic, and it reinforces cynicism and paranoia in a way that the real world does not. I say come to exist because it's a process. Social media tracks what we're interested in, what we respond to emotionally, even through subtle cues like where our eyes fall on the page and how long they stay there. And then they serve us more of that content. So over time, we end up surrounded by the type of content we respond to emotionally, despite our best intentions to stay balanced. Social media turns from a source of entertainment to a source of stress, and yet we're still addicted to it. Down the crunchy rabbit hole. I'll use an example for myself. I'm a crunchy person and a crunchy parent. Before I followed anyone crunchy on social media, my experience in life made me wary of modern medicine and doctors. Instagram discovered that I inadvertently expressed interest in crunchy accounts in my Explore tab. I followed a couple and then a couple more, and before you know it, I was following 10 or 20 accounts like this. And I agreed with them on some issues and not on others, but I'm not one to unfollow people because we disagree on a few topics. If I think there's something valuable to be gained overall, I'm not a cancel culture aficionado. Anyways, these accounts during the pandemic turned increasingly political, and I don't consider myself aligned with Democrats or Republicans in this country, by the way. I'm on nobody's side because nobody's on my side, as Treebeard says. I don't even want to live in this country in the future. I think the US is a mess. But you know what I realized recently? All that negativity was getting to me. It made me feel like everything was falling apart because I did agree with them on parts of it. But to go on CNN and see the news, and then on Facebook and see the news, and then on Instagram and see the news, when it's in your face all the time, you can't help but feel like the world is descending into chaos. And I started to understand, even though I didn't directly feel like this, how people become radicalized and snap. I see it on both sides of the aisle, and I get it now, because if you lack an in-real-life support system and feel like society is going mad, and that it's working against you and your values, you might go insane, especially given how hard mental health care is to access in this country. On the topic of a hot-button issue right now, conservatives, I'm looking at you when you say, everybody who gets the vaccine is a sheep. I can't believe how stupid you have to be to trust Big Pharma, and they deserve all the side effects they get. And liberals, I'm looking at you when you say, how unbelievably selfish do you have to be to not get vaccinated? These people shouldn't have health care. I hope they die. I guarantee both of you that you're blaming the wrong person for your anger. The culprit is social media and the echo chamber it's created for you. It's taken away your ability to see the other side of the argument. So I unfollowed 35 people today. Well, I actually tried to, but Instagram cut me off at 15, so I'll unfollow more tomorrow. But for my mental health, I'm deleting my echo chamber and surrounding myself with friends, family, and creativity online. A smaller circle, but one that fosters growth and community, not fear and hatred. This post was inspired by watching The Social Dilemma last week, just a fantastic documentary on Netflix, highly recommend. I've been sitting on a lot of these thoughts for a while, and they finally came together into something coherent, so I apologize for being wordy, but I feel like this stuff is important to talk about.